Richard Clement Dwight. Before we were housed in the Moby Dick, we were sleeping behind the museum for 3 weeks. Get up early, go have coffee at the soup kitchen, stay awake all night myself, looking after my sweetie, making sure she's okay, and hopefully nobody comes around disturbing us.
And Florence Robinson. And we slept behind the museum, even though on a rainy day, we put 2 blocks of wood together, a bag over it, and we just cuddle up to each other just to keep warm.
Words from a married couple who are currently without a home in Prince Rupert. My next guest works to try and find homes for people like Richard and Anne, but even she faces barriers in finding poor permanent shelter here on the North Coast. Teresa Wesley is the Executive Director of the Prince Rupert Aboriginal Services Society, and she's live in our Prince Rupert studio this morning. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
Listening to those stories literally give me shivers. What's the reality for the people who are living on the streets here in Prince Rupert right now?
The reality is they face a whole host of barriers. They have health issues. They have hunger issues, poverty issues, lack of affordable homes.
And some people might be wondering, this isn't Vancouver. Why are there people like Richard and Anne, out on the streets?
Most of the clients we are dealing with used to have homes. They used to be housed in various hotels. Some of those hotels have now closed. They were there. Some of them were long-term residents, 5 years. Anne and Richard were living in the Neptune Inn. Those have all closed.
How many people are in this position currently in Prince Rupert, to your knowledge?
We're not sure of the exact count, but we have on a daily basis people coming in. We are housing 5 or 6 right now at the Moby Dick.
And I guess that's part of the problem is trying to get just a sense about how many people are facing this predicament, because for a lot of people they might be couch surfing or whatnot.
They are. We've had people come forth and say that they are couch surfing. The shelter is full at Raffles. There's one affordable apartment building in Prince Rupert, and that's full. So there's just really nowhere to go. We have a whole another separate group of people whose communities send them away from their community. So, for example, Kitkatla has they have sent an individual away, and he's going to be here as well on Monday with no housing. So you've got two types of people.
Is this a new situation for Prince Rupert, or what has changed that we're having this conversation today?
I think the fact that the people who own housing and had affordable housing, it's all speculative with industry coming in, so people are getting rent evicted.
Okay, so people who own homes are raising the rent, and that means that people with low income or no income can no longer afford that housing.
There is no affordable housing.
And why aren't there long-term solutions right now here in town?
That's a good question. That's what we're hoping to get the community involved in identifying. A strategy for Prince Rupert for the low-income affordable housing. We've partnered with the city, and we've partnered with Macola, and BC Housing is coming on board. So hopefully we can identify some strategies for Prince Rupert.
I'm speaking with Teresa Wesley. She's the Executive Director of the Prince Rupert Aboriginal Service Society, and we're talking about strategies and solutions for homelessness in Prince Rupert. If you have comment, we'd like to hear it, 1-866-340-1932. In the meantime, you have people like Richard and Anne still without homes, with boards of plywood to cover them up. What's the reality going to be like for individuals like themselves in the next days and weeks?
Come Monday, the ones we are housing, they will have nowhere to go. There just isn't anywhere. They'll go back to the streets.
And why will things change come Monday?
Right, because we are funding right now some of them. We're funding, I think, five of them to keep them in a hotel, but our funding runs out on Monday. And we're working with other partners in Prince Rupert trying to place them, but it doesn't look too positive for them.
And what does that mean for these individuals? What sort of risk are they put at by having to sleep outside?
Given the health risks, they could die.
What do you believe will happen next? I mean, Prince Rupert is apparently on the cusp of a new major economy. What happens to these individuals? Where do they go?
They are forgotten people. But I think it's incumbent upon the community, upon industry. They all have a role to play. You know, I mean, it's going to cost taxpayers money because these people aren't well. Some have mental health issues. So our hospital, which is already stretched to the limit, will impact more. Some of them will be incarcerated.
So it all comes down to us as community members. Teresa, you've worked in this area for a long time. What do you think is a solution?
I think the solution is for the provincial and federal government to identify funds for affordable housing in Prince Rupert. Social housing programs have all but dried up, and that was the key. And the other piece is there's no housing available for single men or a single couple. There are no units available in Prince Rupert. That's a big issue.
Now, we know that with provincial issues, it can take a long time for change to happen. The province has said they're going to hold off on some of that housing money until an LNG announcement is made. Are there any community-based solutions?
The community-based solutions are, unfortunately, all nonprofits who have limited funds. So there's very little that we can do money-wise or building new units. The hope is that we can identify something already existing with BC Housing and Macola and the city.
Well, it sounds like not a lot of hope right now. I hope that things do change quickly for individuals like Richard and Anne. Teresa, thanks again for coming in today.
Thank you.
Teresa Wesley is the Executive Director of the Prince Rupert Aboriginal Services Society. And we turn it to you. What do you think can be done to stem the tide of homelessness in northern BC? It's not just a Prince Rupert issue. It's being seen right across northern BC in the Peace as well. You can let us know 1-866-340-1932.